With SRN News, I'm John Scott. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says he takes full responsibility for the inclusion of a magazine journalist in an official SOTA social media group during discussions of the recent U.S. attack plan against the Houthis in Yemen. On Capitol Hill, National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard says the severity of that leak of a national security chat on military attack plans was exaggerated by the press.
The conversation was candid and sensitive, but as the President National Security Advisor stated, no classified information was shared. There were no sources, methods, locations, or war plans that were shared. This was a standard update to the National Security Cabinet that was provided alongside updates that were given to foreign partners in the region.
The Atlantic has released the entire signal chat among Trump senior national security officials. Also at SRNnews.com, Baltimore's key bridge restoration efforts a year after the collapse.
Plans are now underway for a new key bridge a year after the initial collapse. Officials say it would be completed in 2028. Its absence has created more traffic on alternate routes. The bridge was a connection between various port-oriented industrial communities north and south of Baltimore. The new bridge would be Maryland's first cable-stayed bridge. The Port of Baltimore's operations picked up again in late 2024. Governor Moore says recklessness led to the tragic event. The cargo ship Dolly lost power as it approached the bridge.
Correspondent Marcela Sanchez. Dry conditions, wind, trees down by Hurricane Helene, fueling wildfires in North and South Carolina. Three fires burning in rural North Carolina, about 80 miles west of Charlotte. In South Carolina, two fires are burning in a mountainous region, and both have no containment so far. This is SRN News. A Christian nurse has launched legal action after allegedly using the wrong pronoun.
The Christian Legal Center is representing nurse Jennifer Melle after she was investigated for referring to a convicted transgender child sex offender as Mr. Christianity Today reports that the patient identifies as a woman but was recorded in the medical records as male. The British-based religious law firm says it's the latest in a series of cases of UK health officials, quote, supporting trans ideology over biological reality. George Williams, SRN News.
High turnout during the first week of early voting ahead of Wisconsin's Supreme Court race. The winner of the election determines whether the court remains liberal or flips to conservative. Wisconsin's highest court is preparing to rule on a series of high-profile cases, including one involving an 1849 law that would effectively outlaw abortion. This is SRN News. Nissan says it's changing its corporate culture, speeding up the process by which it adjusts to market demands.
Nissan says it's changing its corporate culture, speeding up the process by which it adjusts to market demands. It took the wraps off a bold array of new and refreshed models on Tuesday, as well as next-generation technology set to debut in the U.S. and Canada over the next 2 years.
That's correspondent Bob Agnew. A federal judge in Texas has set a June trial day for the U.S. government's years-old conspiracy case against Boeing for misleading regulators about the 737 MAX jetliner before two of the planes crashed, killed 346 people. Lawyers for the aerospace company and the Justice Department have spent months trying to renegotiate a 2024 agreement that called for Boeing to plead guilty. The judge rejected that deal in December. More details at SRNnews.com.